Well, well, well. Good afternoon, everybody. It's just past 5 o'clock, and that means, my friends, it's time to go home. And that means it's the best way to wrap up your workday. It's right here with Talkback Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM. My name is Mark Daly. We would certainly like to thank, we so very much appreciate, Knudsen's for sponsoring this program and for bringing you the Knudsen's Fishing Report a little bit later on in the show. And we also want to thank, well, we want to thank my buds, Bud Light, Mick Ultra, for sponsoring the 5 o'clock hour. Thank you so much for your support. We do appreciate you. Well, like I said, it's now 5:01, and it wouldn't be a Friday, a complete Friday, if we did not bring back to the show one half, the other half of Mark and Drew versus the Magic 8 Ball. So we bring back to the show, Drew. What's up, Drew?
Mark, TGIF, thank God it's football, baby.
Oh, my gosh. I know, right? We have Michigan.
It's been a long week. I'm ready for some football.
And, you know, all we had last week were the Lions. Well, MSU. Ooh. We had MSU, too, but I was otherwise busy with the Chili event last week, so I couldn't watch MSU or listen to MSU. But all we had were the Lions last week.
Did they play?
No. They had a game.
They had a game.
They had a game.
Right.
But they didn't. They didn't play.
Yeah. Nah. They didn't really. They didn't really play.
They showed up. They put their uniforms on. They came out of the tunnel.
That's about it. There were many of those four down the field songs. None of that stuff was going on. It was pretty sad.
Wait, all right. Did you happen to catch a little bit of the show yesterday when we were going through year 1 through 6 stats for Jared Goff and comparing those year by year to Matt Stafford? Did you catch that?
I wish I did. I did not get to yesterday. I was busy yesterday at that time. I didn't get to listen. Otherwise, I can only imagine.
All right, so year by year, okay, you know, take into consideration, though, that Jared Goff had a much better team behind him with the Rams compared to what Stafford had with the Lions, you know. But you also had a Jim Caldwell year or two in there. Then you had the Matt Patricia years, and, you know, you had the horrible defense and all that. But year by year, if you compare Stafford's first six years to Goff's last six, current year in the last five, Goff has better completion rate, has a better quarterback rating.
I don't doubt it.
Every year.
Doesn't surprise me.
So,
well, yeah, you know, I've always been one of those people where Stafford, to me, when he came into the league, he was always inconsistent. I mean, he always has been. I mean, even back when he was college.
Yeah, well,
I've never been a true Stafford fan. I thought he was a good quarterback, not a great quarterback. Mm-hmm. But really, on the Rams, they don't need a great quarterback. They can easily put Stafford out there, who I think is a very good, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying he's a bad quarterback. He's a very good quarterback. And I think him out there, the sky's the limit. Who knows what can happen?
Yeah, yeah. They need somebody who can run an offense, who can sling it. Don't necessarily have to be the best in the league. I think he is one of the better quarterbacks in the league, but certainly not the best in the league. And I think they're primed for success.
I've burned a lot of my Stafford shirts over the years, so that's another story.
I guess with the way we're both going, maybe we should just defer all expertise to the Magic 8 Ball at this point.
Oh, boy. 8 Ball seems to know it all, doesn't it?
All right. Well, let's just run through last week's picks, and let's all right. What do you mean, all right? You had a good season. You had a good week.
It wasn't good. It was better, but it wasn't good. Tell me, I finally beat the 8 Ball.
You made some ground. You beat the 8 Ball last week.
Oh, thank God! I caught up. You made some ground. Game on the 8 Ball. I like to hear it.
You gained on the 8 Ball. All right, so here we are. Let's go through the picks last week. Rutgers at Northwestern. Rutgers was picked by 2, and they ended up losing 21-7. Northwestern kicked their tail.
My favorite Scarlet Knights let me down.
Yeah, Rutgers. They do that. And, yeah, so we all picked Rutgers, and nobody got any points there. Number 10, MSU at Indiana. The spread was 4.5, and MSU won by 5.
Mm-hmm.
We all picked MSU, so we all got a point there. Purdue at number two, Iowa.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
I still can't believe that happened last week.
Iowa was favored by 11.5. Purdue 24, Iowa 7. This is the same Iowa team that just handed Penn State their first loss.
And to take that at home?
Yes.
I mean, think about it. It was in Iowa, and Purdue went in there and smacked them around like it was unreal.
I know.
I still can't believe it.
They didn't even bring the big, awesome drum.
Well, I don't think there's room on the bus.
So, yeah, we all picked Iowa, Purdue. Yeah. Okay, so Nebraska at Minnesota. Nebraska picked by 4 to win. Minnesota handed them another loss, 30-23. We all picked Nebraska.
Yep. There's another one I'm surprised on. I mean, Nebraska had been playing pretty well for the most part. Like I said, they've been losing
yeah.
to better teams. So
right.
So here's my Minnesota. So where are the Gophers? Now I really don't know what the heck they are. Now they're making it even harder on me for this week.
Wisconsin hosted Army. Wisconsin was picked to win by 14. We all picked Wisconsin. They only beat Army by 3.
Well, so Wisconsin is... not the Wisconsin we're used to, obviously.
No, they're not. No. So then we move on. So all of us, as far as the Big Ten picks go, we only got you, me, the 8-ball. We only got 1 point. Sunday was a little bit better for us. Sunday was a perfect day for you. Packers.
It really was.
At Bears. Good. Packers picked by 5.5 to win. They handed Bears another loss, 24-14. I picked the Bears. This was really one that could have gone either way, right? Because they were at Chicago, and Bears apparently thought they righted their ship. So they're at Chicago. I picked the Bears. 8-ball picked the Bears. You picked the Packers. You got to win.
Mm-hmm.
Bengals favored by 3.5. I have no idea what the odds makers were thinking on this one. Only a 3.5 spread. Insane. It should have been.
That seemed like seemed pretty hands.
Yeah.
Well, it's the NFL though. That's different. You know, it's not like college. The spreads aren't what they are in college. It's a little bit different.
So we all picked the Bengals, and they ended up just manhandling Detroit, 34-11. Vikings at Panthers. Vikings only favored to win by 1.5. Again, one that could have gone either way. It was still a pretty close game. I picked the Panthers, and you and the 8-ball picked the Vikings. Vikings won 34-28, so you both got the win there. So you gained a little bit of ground.
Not much.
But you know.
This week, are we doing all NFL games? Is that what you're telling me?
No, we are not doing all NFL games. It's 42 for the 8-ball. I'm a close second at 40, and you're chipping away. You're rowing the boat. You got 36 right now.
Oh, now you're going to take me on my favorite team, Minnesota, rowing the boat. The Mark Daly.
There you go. The Mark W. Daly on Facebook
and
Twitter.
I forgot the W.
Yeah,
that's
a win. The Mark W. Daly. Okay, so this week, I know our wives are listening. But we're not going to share their picks this week. They already gave us their picks for the week because they want in on the action, which is fine. I'm on board with that. But we'll share next week after the games have all happened. I promise we'll share next week. We'll just kind of share where they landed. I'm kind of nervous about it. That's why I'm stuttering, right? They shared their picks with us. We'll share with you whether or not they beat us or not or where they lined up. I think they picked along the lines of, like, uniforms, mascots.
Best-looking head coach.
Yeah.
You know, just like, it sounds like the basketball tournament. It's like March Madness.
So
that's what it sounds like.
So I have it, and we'll share that with our listeners next week.
Oh, they'll be lucky to hear that.
So did you do the research, you know, all your deep cuts and picks against the spread for the last 20 years and that kind of stuff?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, why else would I be here?
Are you ready?
That's why you bring me here, right, Mark?
I'm yes, exactly. That's exactly, because I'm a fan of passion. You're a fan of statistics, and we're ready. We've got the 8-ball cam all set and ready to go. I even angled the camera this week so we can actually see the picks. So I won't be,
yeah. we know how this likes to work. Once in a while, I marked that one wrong. I can't tell.
Yeah.
I'm kind of in the middle. I know how this goes.
It's all on Facebook Live. Got it now. Streaming live at Talkback Jackson Sports. We'll get it over. I'm sorry, at Fox Sports Jackson. We'll get it over to at Talkback Jackson Sports in a little bit. And you can always message the show at the Mark W Daily, Facebook and Twitter. All right. Here we go. You want to? I got the Michigan game up first. You want to go first? You want me to?
You know what? I think it's your time. If I remember right, I've taken the last couple of Michigan games, and I don't think it worked out for me, so you go ahead this time.
Well, I already kind of gave it away with my show earlier in the week. I'm going to go with Northwestern, not for the outright win, just to beat the spread. I still think Michigan's going to win, but I think Michigan, yeah, I mean, you're talking, what, 19, 20, 21-year-old kids with a big rivalry game coming up after a two-week break. I have a feeling they're focusing more on Michigan State than they are on Northwestern right now. I really think Michigan's going to win. I don't think they're going to beat the 23.5-point spread. So I am going with Northwestern just to make sure Michigan doesn't get the spread. That's the, yeah. So Michigan's going to win, but I'm going with Northwestern on my picks.
Well, obviously, I had to go the other way, unfortunately, because I would probably go the same as you.
Nah.
It's just, yeah, I mean, luckily Michigan, coming off the bye week, so they've got a lot of time to plan for it. You know, the Wildcats, they did get done against Rutgers, so I mean, that 23.5 is so many points.
It is.
But Michigan is 5-1 against the spread in their last six, so it doesn't matter. Give me U of M. Let's go blue.
It's the deep cuts going with Michigan.
Gotta
all right,
do it, baby.
So we got to ask the Magic 8. I'm going to put this down on camera-ish. Yeah, on camera. See, it's right there. You can zoom in on it. All right, Magic 8 ball. Will Michigan win with the spread? You may rely on it, the Magic 8 ball says. So this could be one where I gain on you guys. So.
Yeah, or not.
All right. So, or not, says the optimistic Drew. All right. So, up next, you get to go first. Illinois at Penn State, number 7 Penn State. Penn State picked up. The spread's only 23 on this.
Yeah, that's a pretty close spread there.
Yeah.
Why in God's name is the first two games going to be that big a spread? I mean, really, if it was, 14-17, I'd say Penn State all day. I mean, the hard part is I don't know if Sean Clifford is still playing. You know, he got hurt there against Iowa, and last I heard, I'm not even sure if he's going to be playing or not. Without him, they don't have an offense.
Okay.
But then again, Illinois just keeps getting worse and worse. So, I guess, Penn State, he's 2 against spread in the last 10, so give me Penn State.
You're going with Penn State.
Yeah. I'm going to take on all those huge points, and I may regret it, but I'm going to try the trend and see what goes on.
You know, I could say this exact same thing and just say ditto, but I'm not going to. Illinois is the basement. They're just among the basement of the Big Ten right now. And, they've just struggled up and down the board. And even though Penn State has the loss under their hand, it was on their record, it was still against a pretty solid Iowa team, at least it was at the time until they lost to Purdue. It's at Penn State. I just don't think Illinois is going to have the mojo to beat them. And I will take Penn State with the outright spread on that one. So I'm going with PSU too.
Man, you are way more confident than me.
Let's go with, see what the Magic 8-Ball thinks. Magic 8-Ball, will Penn State win with the spread? 8-Ball Cam on the line, shaking the 8-Ball. What's it say? I got a different 8. As I see it, yes.
Well.
As I see it, yes. So, Magic 8-Ball, we are all across the board on Penn State for that pick. Wisconsin is a 3.5-point favorite over number 25, Purdue at Purdue. I have no idea which way to go on this one. I really don't. I still, even though Wisconsin is struggling this season, I still see them as a Big Ten, as one of the power teams in the Big Ten.
So uniforms.
With nice conservative uniforms.
The old helmets.
Yeah.
Love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's at home against Purdue with the big drum. The number 25 ranked Purdue just went into Iowa and beat them on their home turf.
It's hard to go against
them. But it's Wisconsin. And Purdue is supposed to be a basketball school, not a football school. So just based on football God's logic alone, I'm going with Wisconsin.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that, because I'm going Purdue all day long.
All right.
You know, well, Wisconsin, like you said, tried losing to Army last week. Mm-hmm. I mean, really, the Badgers, no counts in them. I mean, Purdue, actually, their defense, I mean, right now they're giving up 14 points. That's their average right now per game. So, I mean, they're not their defense of last year. Purdue's actually coming to play this year. So
all right.
We'll see what happens, but I like the Boilermakers. Let's do it.
Magic 8 ball. Will Wisconsin win with the spread? Oh, Magic 8 ball cam. Still trying to figure this angle out on this thing. Don't count on it. Don't count on it. Magic 8 ball going with Purdue as well. So, for our listening audience, we always ask, because you have to ask the 8 ball yes or no question. So, we always ask if the team that's picked to win is going to win with the spread. So, we have to give it an outright. All right. Maryland at Minnesota, the very the Minnesota that's trying to go through its identity crisis right now to figure out what kind of football team are they. Minnesota is picked to win by 4.5. What's up, Drew?
In Minnesota, correct?
It's at Minnesota. Maryland at Minnesota. Yeah. Minnesota picked by 4.5.
Maryland is just falling from grace. I mean, start off their first four games really looking good. Tagovailoa looked like he knew what was going on. Now all of a sudden they dropped their last two, but I don't know which Gopher team's going to show up. I mean, the one that beat Nebraska and Purdue, or the one that lost to Bowling Green. I mean, it's like we talked about the last couple of weeks. I mean, to me, Minnesota's been the hardest team to pick this year. I mean, I've lost a lot of other ones, but to them, it's just, I think I know what they're going to do, and then I have no clue. So, I guess Maryland's 0-5 the last five against a Big Ten opponent. So, give me the Gophers.
Go old Minnesota.
Yeah, they have Maryland, yeah. I've got no confidence in them anymore.
Yeah, I have no
idea. I still like their helmets.
I like the throwback Terps helmets.
I like the old ones that had the shell on them.
The Maryland flag is just it's a pattern that's just it's like sensory overload for me.
It gets kind of confusing.
I'm very confused. All right. So anyway, I don't know which way to go on this because they both just kind of stink this year. I really don't know.
It's very true.
It's another one of those bottom of the Big Ten ones. It's a game that really doesn't mean anything. And I mean, one team could show up and stink, and the other one you could show up and stink just a little worse, and you just don't know which way that's going to go. It's kind of like we're flipping a coin here. So just for sake, just so I can either get a little more ground on you or I can let you gain on us a little bit, I'm going to go the other way just because this game could go any way. So
I agree.
I'm going to go with Maryland.
It could. Like I said, literally, that their quarterback in Maryland, I mean, he's had big games. I mean, he had 4 or 5 over 300 yards. I mean, the man can throw it. He can run it. There's no doubt. I mean, he's a dual-threat quarterback, and he's got the talent. Will he bring it?
I don't know. We'll find out. Let's see what the Magic 8-Ball thinks. Magic 8-Ball, will Minnesota win with the spread? Get up there in the camera. Come on. It's not focusing. My sources say no. So it's going with Maryland also.
Oh, boy.
All right.
I hope it does. I don't think it's going to happen, but we'll see.
This could be a good day for Drew.
Or bad.
I don't know.
Or bad.
You know,
it's Saturday. It's all good.
It's exactly right. You know, but this time next week when we go through the picks and if our wives are beating us, we are never going to hear the end of it.
Whatever.
All right. So, next up, OSU at Indiana. Number 5 OSU is picked to win this by 21 points at Indiana. OSU, not the OSU that we are used to, and Indiana has been that annoying little team that has been giving teams across the Big Ten some fits and having them struggle at times to beat Indiana, but they're still beating Indiana. It's a pretty hefty spread at 21, but I think OSU can cover it this week. I'm going to go with OSU.
There's no doubt. CJ Stroud is getting so good by every single week. I mean, I don't doubt he'll be a chance for Heisman before it's all said and done. I mean, he has the receivers. They get open, but my man gets him the ball. I mean, there's no doubt about it. What a quarterback he's becoming. And I hate saying that because I'm so worried about what happens in November. I don't want to have to play this man as he's getting better every single week, but unfortunately he is. I mean, it's, their offense is one that, definitely the best in the Big Ten. I mean, they lost that early one against Oregon. Since then, they've won, and he's just gotten better and better. Buckeyes are going to roll. Like you said, Indiana's been pesky, and I you know, Penix Jr., I don't think he's even supposed to be playing. So, yeah, I'll take Ohio State, unfortunately.
All right. Magic 8 ball. Will OSU win with the spread? My sources. Oh wait, what's that? My reply is no.
Oh.
My reply is no. This we could be gaining one on.
Oh, we could shaking things up this week.
We could. I don't want to get too optimistic here because just when we think we're going to beat the eight ball, it you know, the football gods say nope.
No, I know. And the weather's supposed to be fairly clear, and it, you know, probably brings snow and rain, and all of a sudden it's a ground game and it's a four-pointer. We'll see what happens.
You're even checking the weather when you're researching your picks?
I do. And it's supposed to be clear, actually. But I'm just saying things change.
You're awesome, man. All right.
Well, spicy for our next pick. We're talking about Washington at the Packers. To me, that's a weather plays a big difference in Green Bay, obviously.
It does play the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field. It does play.
Oh, yeah.
But we're not in the time of year where it's a frozen tundra yet. It's just chilly. When it gets to be in the 30s or 50s, it's just chilly.
That's very true.
Oh, I got a message. It just came in. They're asking if you have the pocket protector adequately placed right now.
It's in my back pocket. I have a sweatshirt on right now, so it does not fit in the sweatshirt. I don't have front pockets.
I love what you bring to the show. I love the research and everything. So, all right. Anyway, Washington at Packers. Who picked first last time? Was it me? Did I go OSU first?
I think you did.
I think I did. All right. Yeah. Washington at Packers. Packers picked by 7.5.
The Washington football team. They still don't even have an identity. They don't even have a name. It's a Washington football team still.
I kind of like it. Just leave it.
Yeah, I do too. You know? They're led by, what's his name, Tyler Heinick? I don't even know if he'd start ahead of Goff, so I don't have that much confidence. I mean, Green Bay 5-0 the last five games against the spread. Give me the Pack. I mean, I can't go against them. They treated me good the last couple weeks.
Yeah,
so
they have.
Of course, I got to take Rodgers. Give me the Packers.
You're going to be a cheesehead by association.
Oh, don't say that. Don't say that.
All right.
I can move myself.
Yeah, I don't have much faith in the Washington football team. It's Aaron Rodgers and the Packers at home. Not only does he own the Bears, but he's going to own the Washington football team, too, when it's all said and done. I'm going with the Pack.
Yep.
I mean, I will not be sitting there saying, go, Pack, go, but I will go with the Pack for this game. Magic 8 ball. Will the Packers win with the spread? 8 ball cam? It is certain.
I believe it.
All right. You know, if you're listening to Fox Sports throughout the day with Patrick Cowherd and the others, they keep bringing up this Jared Goff going back to L.A. to take on Matthew Stafford like it's going to be a big deal. Personally, I feel like Lions are going to get their lion's tail handed to them this weekend. It's a 16-point spread. Lions at Rams. I'm still saying I've backed away from an optimistic 5-win season for the Lions, and I have gone to a very realistic 0-17 season for the Lions. They're not getting a win the rest of the way. Rams will do more than cover the spread, and Matthew Stafford will walk off with a big smile on his face and out of pure satisfaction for beating his former team this weekend. I'm going with the Rams all the way.
Well, Matthew will be happy, but Kelly will be even happier because she wanted to get out of Michigan. So she'll really be happy about what probably happens on Sunday. But, yeah, Goff is bad. Like we said, really, really bad. I don't even know if the Rams defense will let him score a point. I mean, Aaron Donald actually even talked about Goff and said he was going to come after him no matter what. So chances he probably will get after him a lot. So 16 some points, a ton of points in the NFL, but that's not enough. That's not enough. So give me the Rams.
All right, going Rams. So Magic 8 ball, will the Rams win with the spread? It is certain.
Yeah.
It is certain.
I think anybody listening out there is going, there's no question. I mean, there might be somebody out there that's sipping that blue Kool-Aid right now on a Friday night going, it's a good night. I'm having a good time tonight, but
no,
I stay away from it.
That's got to be some very potent stuff. I mean, we're talking like high, what, 80 proof kind of stuff then at that point?
It's got to be. No, that's kind of stuff you can light on fire. It's
gotta be they're taking in diesel. All right. Bears at Buccaneers, team that's tied for my second favorite team in the NFL right now. I'm surprised that the spread is only 12.5. It's NFL. It's Tom Brady.
I like that ring.
It's Tom Brady and the Bucks. I don't think their defense is as stout as it was last year, so the Bears could have a little bit of success on the field, but not much. I'm taking the Bucks to certainly surpass the spread in this one.
Oh, you got the GOAT? There's no doubt. I mean, especially Khalil Mack, Akeem Hicks, I don't think either of those guys are going to play. So the Bears only have a defense. I mean, I think Brady's just going to have a field day out there. So, yeah, give me the Bucks all day long. I mean, he's the GOAT. He's going to take him down.
All right. Magic 8-Ball. Will the Buccaneers win with the spread? 8-Ball Cam? It is certain. No hesitation at all with the 8-Ball this week.
I mean, Justin Fields is getting a little bit better, but still, their offense has a lot of work to do before I could say they could go into Tampa Bay and win.
Yeah.
And it's at Tampa Bay. In Chicago, 12.5 would be a little bit more, but down in Florida, I just don't think it'd be even close to enough. Right. We'll see, though. I mean, who knows?
So, really, there's only 1, 2, 3 picks that we differ on this week. No, four. There's 4 different picks that we differ on this week.
Yeah,
so, really, it's 4 games to kind of keep a look at, and it's going to be an exciting weekend of football. And, again,
nothing else to do but sit and watch football weekend. So
our wives are in the mix on this, at least for this week. I don't know how that's going to pan out. I'm a little nervous about the end result.
I'm curious how did they get started? They thought that they would be better at this than us? Or that, is she getting on your show tomorrow, too, or on Monday and taking that over, too?
No. You know, I think that the two are just messaging each other and would just wanted to take part and have a little fun with it.
I know my wife doesn't have room in her pocket for all the stats I keep. So.
Like I said, we're getting beat by the 8-Ball, even though we're a fan of passion and a fan of stats. We're still getting beat by the 8-Ball. They want to see if. Not only have a little fun with us and things that we're taking some joy and pleasure in, but they want to see if they can beat us, and we'll never hear the end of it. We will never hear the end of it, Drew.
Hey, water finds its level.
Never hear the end of it. Every bonfire, every get together, every Halloween party, we'll never hear the end of it. And I'm getting a message in now that the 8-Ball is indeed a female.
Oh. Is that the problem?
That I don't know. My thing was, I believe that the 8-Ball is being ruled by the football gods, whose knowledge far surpasses us. You know,
I believe that part.
Yeah, kind of like the Greek gods had a different god for like each thing. You know, there's a football god of defense. There's a football god of offense. A football god of special teams.
So you bought what, the Venus 8-Ball? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, I did.
Hermaphrodite, is that the other one?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's a whole different show. That's early Saturday morning, but yeah. All right, man. So there it is.
All right, brother.
The picks have been made. Competition is on. Not only against the 8-Ball, but against our homesteads, and we'll get everybody up to date as to where we landed. Next Friday with Mark and Drew versus the Magic 8-Ball. All right? Hey, man, we appreciate the visit. Thank you for your time, and thank you for everything you bring to the show. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, brother. Take care, Mark.
All right. We'll see you.
Yeah.
All right. It's Talk Back Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM. Back with more right after this.